Over the course of my life, the most salient feature of this time of the year has been explaining the seasons to random collections of strangers in a variety of planetarium shows. Okay, so the basic explanation goes like this. The sun is this really bright planet, and you are here. That turns around. And if you're on a place on the round thing that spends most of its time in the bright part, it gets kind of warm. And we call it summer. Well, time to time goes by. And you end up over here. And you spend most of your time in the same place, in the dark side, away from all the warmth and heat. And we call that winter. And then sort of in between, well, you know, it's half and half, day and night, and we call it maybe spring or fall, you know, depending. So, that's how I used to make my living. One of the season's miracles. Well, every Astronomy 101 exam has this question. What causes the season? And the phrase that gets most students through, and if you're, you know, struggling with this yourself, you might want to, the Earth is tilted. You know how I held the thing so it was kind of tilted, right? So it was, you know, well, that's it. Anyway, you can say the Earth is tilted, but my more thorough colleagues would continue the interrogation by asking, tilted relative to what? Okay, the last bit breaks the wall between knee-jerk semantic response and actual conceptualization. Well, relative to what? That really got me thinking. That might sum up my whole holiday experience pretty well. It seems to especially well this year. Well, another aphorism I found trying to sum up my holiday experience, misery loves company. Now, that one can be taken in several different ways. Either folks who are miserable find succor and relief in the company of others, which sounds like good advice and definitely appropriate to this family-oriented holiday. Or misery loves company maybe means people who are miserable rub it off on others. You know, like that static that you get this time of year, you know? Yeah, that's appropriate, so winter, right? Or maybe it means that folks in misery are comforted by knowing that others are in even more dire straits than they are. And it is this most shallow and petty interpretation that really speaks to me. And it's redolent of the relative to what thing from, you know, the grapefruit thing. Well, relative to years that I've had to replace fewer appliances and not had my front lawn dug up, it's not so great, you know. But relative to oppressed people attempting to express their spirituality quietly in dark places in fear of being murdered, well, maybe I'm doing all right. So relative to the guy who sped up at the yellow light so much that he creamed across the street right in front of us, I'm definitely doing better than that guy. Well, the short version of all this is that the season of miracles and sharing, the blessing that I feel inside me every hour today, this day, is the miracle of the running drain. But I'm pretty sure the power that warms this season, standing here, it's really obvious. The power that warms this season makes this darkest time of the year kind of special is the spark that comes from all of you guys that we share between each other. The little energy that goes between us is what really